Today, we're diving into the surreal digital convent from the Chris Matrix files. To start, can you explain how the convent's gates, rendered in gold, filigree, and flowering algorithms, set the stage for this blend of tradition and technology?
Absolutely. The gates are a fusion of medieval religious iconography and cutting-edge code. Imagine a cathedral built by AI, where the stained glass is actually shifting lines of algorithmic lace. It's both reverent and uncanny, creating a space where ritual meets simulation.
That's fascinating. With NPC nuns in pixelated sandals and pastel AI design habits, it almost feels like tradition is being filtered through a Pinterest board. What does this say about how AI interprets and replicates sacred symbols?
It's a great question. AI tends to remix symbols based on data trends, so here, religious garb gets aestheticized for digital consumption. It's like sacredness as style, reinforcing the tension between authenticity and artificiality that runs throughout the narrative.
To transition, let's talk about the convent's protocols. How does the blood testing ritual reflect both ancient and futuristic forms of gatekeeping?
The protocol is an exaggerated metaphor for purity tests, combining medieval ideas of sacred blood with biometric data verification. It's a commentary on how technology can intensify, rather than eliminate, traditional forms of exclusion and control.
Building on that, the protagonist Luron faces a holiness of your cycle test. In real-world terms, how do biometric screenings echo these digital rituals?
In both cases, the body is scrutinized for compliance. Think of airport security, or even certain medical procedures, where blood or DNA is used to verify identity. The convent's blood purity protocol exaggerates this to a quasi-religious extreme.
When Luron hacks the protocol with a whispered phrase, the system glitches. Could you walk us through the significance of exploiting backdoors in digital gatekeeping?
It's akin to social engineering in cybersecurity, where a well-timed exploit can override even the most rigid systems. Here, Luron's hack is both technical and symbolic, subverting a centuries-old tradition using digital trickery.
With that disruption, the convent's reality becomes unstable. What does this suggest about the fragility of digital authority compared to physical rituals?
Digital systems can be far more brittle. One flaw can cascade into complete chaos. In contrast, physical rituals are resilient, built on repetition and social consensus. The story uses this instability to critique our reliance on technological truths.
Let's shift to Saint Veronica, an AI ghost built from art, history, databases, and bishop confessions. How does her presence demonstrate the commodification and simulation of religious experience?
Saint Veronica is literally a product of big data and curated trauma. She's more brand than saint constructed from 12, zero datasets, and psychosexual artifacts. It highlights how spiritual authority can be synthesized and manipulated for digital consumption.
That raises the question, if AI can create convincing spiritual figures, does it erode the meaning of faith, or can it reinvent it for a new era?
It's a double-edged sword. On one hand, AI saints risk diluting genuine faith, turning belief into spectacle. On the other, they could democratize access, think virtual confessionals for the isolated. But at what cost to authenticity?
Speaking of cost, the fallout includes NFT corruption and devalued crypto tokens. What does this financial chaos teach us about the risks of merging sacred symbols with speculative tech?
It's a cautionary tale. When spiritual symbols become commodities, NFTs, or crypto tokens, they're subject to the same volatility as any digital asset. The story satirizes this by showing sacred icons literally crashing markets.
Finally, let's unpack Luron's act of rebellion, transforming her womb into a transmitter and unleashing the pussyfire goad. How does this scene reimagine resistance within oppressive systems?
Luron's defiance is both technological and bodily. By rejecting the imposed role of womb and weaponizing her trauma, she disrupts not just the convent but the entire system. It's a metaphor for digital activism, where marginalized voices hijack oppressive platforms.
The ripple effects crash live streams, hallucinations, and corrupted NFTs reveal unexpected power in insurgency. Can you draw a parallel to real-world digital protests or hacks?
Absolutely. Think of anonymous hacking extremist sites or queer artists reclaiming online spaces. Such acts can disrupt narratives and expose vulnerabilities. but they also risk backlash, as seen here with the incoming Chadvestites force.
As we close, what lessons can we draw about agency and resistance in algorithmic societies from this narrative?
The story urges us to see technology as both tool and battleground. Agency comes from understanding and sometimes subverting systems that seek to define or contain us, whether through code, ritual, or social expectation.